T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly blah, 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 from blah, blah, blah. I'm Gregor, he's Brandon, he lives on the other side of the state. Hi, Brandon.
I hope people assume when they hear that I live on the other side of the state that they picture that I live on the bottom.
like along the Columbia Valley Gorge or whatever?
Yeah, we're talking, you know, we've got XY axis here. Like, I'm on the Z axis, baby.
Brandon actually lives 61 miles north of here, up from here.
61 miles is
space.
Is space, yeah.
Yeah, so say. That's 6 miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, planes fly right by you all the time. It's crazy.
I wish I lived. Do you ever wish you lived underground?
Underground? No, never. No. I wish I lived in space almost every day.
Both dark in both places.
Yeah.
Not a lot of oxygen in both places.
Yeah, both of them, if something goes wrong, you die instantly.
Yeah. As we've learned from the movie The Core, which is just.
Oft talked about.
That is Earth Armageddon.
Well, so I'm listening to this audiobook right now. I've read the trilogy, and then I decided that because my life feels like it's in shambles, that I just need something that I know that I can consume that is interesting for the brain. And it's called The Three-Body Problem is this something, I don't know, the first book is The Three-Body Problem, then there's two more, but it gets called The Three-Body Problem all the time.
Yeah.
And the first one is fine, and it's like a thought experiment, cool. But the second one, can I spoil it for you? Is that okay if I spoil it just a little bit?
Yeah, I won't read it.
The second one is, the first one, they're like, hey, aliens, we see ya. And then the aliens are like, big mistake, because we're definitely going to come and kill you now. You know, the whole Fermi paradox thing,
right,
where it's like, well, if you're strong enough to communicate with us, then we should probably come take your resources and stop you from killing us first. Okay, yeah. Great. So they're on their way, and humans have 400 years to get Earth ready to fight the aliens. And you have to think about the logistics of, like, people don't live for 400 years, so... Like, you, 13 generations from now is when the people are going to do the fighting, so we're, like, having to make these incremental steps, and then the problems that go wrong with that and the human selfishness and all these things, right? And it's fantastic to see how people have, you know, it's just an author in China that came up with this stuff, but it's also from a Chinese perspective, where the West is kind of the, you know, sort of bad
the
guys.
Evil. Yeah.
And it's fantastic to listen to this. And so I recommend everyone do it. And if the first book is a little dry or whatever, it's a little hard because it's hard sci-fi from a, you know, from a different culture. The second book really delivers. And then the third one is just kind of silly. But anyway, I recommend that. They're making a Netflix or Prime Video series out of it or something, too. So you could just wait for that.
Yeah, I will.
So neither of us is a scientist, hard sci-fi author, engineer, supervillain, all that stuff, but let us know what we get wrong, or perhaps even something that we from time to time might get right. If you could tell a friend, write a review if you're listening to this on demand, which you are, because we didn't run this live this week because of scheduling conflicts. I'm trying to sell my house. You can holler at us with your answer to this episode's question of the week.
This episode's question of the week is what's your favorite burger?
Ooh. Man, I think beef, probably. Thanks for asking. Okay.
I think take this question however you will. Like, favorite type of burger? Like,
sure.
I'm just getting into smash burgers right now.
Oh, dude, I just bought the thing to smash them.
Nice.
Yeah, just I just got it. It's amazing.
I had never. There's a restaurant, a new restaurant in town that does smash burgers, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I tried it. I was like, holy smoke! The weird thing about where I live on the bottom of Washington State is
6 miles in the air. Yeah,
yeah, 61 miles in the air underneath Washington.
It's to the south part, but then it comes out from the globe at the Z-axis. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Is that everything here has American cheese on it?
Yeah.
Like everything. Like there's no, if you go to a restaurant, and I'm not like an American
cheese guy.
Oh, this is
cute. You're not from the hellish places that are between the coasts. That's
right.
Neat.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everywhere I go, I'm used to, you know, having grown up on the west side of the state is like, you know, you have an option of what cheese you're going to put on the burger, but the default is usually cheddar.
Yeah.
Here the default is basically like it'll say like house-made cheese. And you'll be like, "Oh, what's that?" And it's just American cheese. It's just like we burned some plastic and put it on your burger. and then you'll be like, "Oh, well, maybe they probably have cheddar in the back for some other recipe, you know, like can I get some of that cheddar in the back?" And they're like, "Oh, no, we just don't have that.
Give me some of that back cheddar.
Give me some of your back cheddar.
It comes in the crack.
Give me some of the Fermunda cheese."
And, as a guy who just came from karate, yeah, can provide.
That, you got that from Munda?
Yeah.
And so anyway, so take this how you will. So the smash burger that I like here has cheddar cheese on it. So like now the bar for me of what's my favorite burger is any burger that doesn't have American cheese on it.
Oh,
or
man,
is it? Or you could take it as what's your favorite like restaurant? What restaurant has your favorite burger? So be thinking about that before we get to the story where we talk about the question of the week.
As a man with simple tastes,
yeah,
I like exquisite things too. Don't get me wrong, I like challenging foods sometimes. But American cheese, my wife hates it. Like she has to like buy American cheese slices for me because like I gotta put them on my smash burgers when I make them. Man, I gotta like when I make cheeseburgers, that's what goes on it. Like I come from a family where my dad would have my mom cut off slices of what's it called, the block of cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the block called?
It's just cheddar cheese.
No. No, I'm sorry. Velveeta, the block.
Yeah.
But
okay.
there's just something like if that's what you like my family, you know, depression family, they used margarine. And so I'm not a butter guy. I'm not opposed if someone cooks with butter. I'm like, okay, fine. But like if I'm buying butter from the store or whatever, it's margarine. Because then also being married to a person that has that's vegan, margarine is oftentimes all plant-based.
Yeah.
And so like it's just a part of the thing. Hearing her mother talk, Deb, talk crap about like, well, I only use real butter because I'm not like, eh. And I'm like, you are the worst.
Dude.
You're so mean to your own kid.
my father is from Spokane, which is the Midwest of the Northwest. And he is
you know, every time I talk about Eastern Washington on the radio, I play the sound of a sand person going every time.
I mean, like American cheese growing up had that, like margarine was a thing for sure. And like margarine is not the thing with like butter, and I've never understood like if this is one of those weird things that I do where, you know, you keep butter in the butter dish and then you keep that out, right? Like you don't refrigerate that, right? Like you're supposed to keep it out.
Oh,
was Hamburger Helper a big part of your life?
No, that's the weird thing is that like my parents didn't buy like my mom cooked all our meals. It's just the ingredients were simple.
Sure, yeah.
Like the only processed thing that like you got out of a box all the time that she would make would be like the twice baked potatoes that you can get, or like broccoli with cheese sauce. Like that was the stuff that we got. Like the frozen vegetables was the closest to that we would get.
Yeah. Or canned peaches and stuff from the store. You guys ever get those?
For baking purposes, yeah.
Dinner,
but not just for
dinner for us was like my dad's a great chef, don't get me wrong. Like my grandfather was a professional chef at a really, really nice restaurant. And
in the Midwest
of the Northwest. And he But my dad, you know, like parents who work and then they come home and they make, you know, your hamburger helper or your beef stew from a can. And then, you know, your dessert is a can of peaches and, you know, the canned cheap corn and peas and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I don't know if like maybe it's some generational trauma that now I don't want American cheese on any of my burgers, but
and that's all I do want. It's like crazy that like, that's what you tell me that like, I go to like Red Robin and they're like, okay, we got all this. I'm like, you got American? They're like, oh yeah.
Dude. They're like, we're the dirty bird. Of course we do.
We got you, dude. Yeah. Don't you worry about that. I'm like, all right, good. Bring out them fries. Woo! Well, this is something that we haven't done before, Brandon. We'll circle back around here on the favorite burger before I get to the something we haven't done before. You can chime in. Also, our socials and everything are at nerdtalkplus.com. You can go to that website. It'll take you to our link tree and be able to reach yawning Brandon directly. Or oh, don't let me forget. I got to add Siege. That was the other thing I got to cover. So much props and so much gratitude for Siege for stepping in when Brandon was out, since he does this for free. And we got Siege to do it for free, and he did a great job, and he does way better at promoting it than either of us. And just, he's funny and competent and kind. And I have so many nice things to say about Siege. And so for him to have stepped in and filled in is really important. So we'll add him to our nerdtalkplus.com roster of people you might want to follow.
He is the third body of our three-body problem.
You got that right. We got a lot of gravity between us going on. Now, I saw a thing on TikTok. Is a thing that I say a lot to people these days, all right? Hold on, I'm going to hit record on this other thing. I saw a thing on TikTok. Is a thing I say a lot these days, right? But it's this, like, married couple, and, like, they're, like, very, very Southern. Like, Nate Bargatze, Southern comedian, great. Check him out. And the girl who's 9 months pregnant is like, I got to tell you something. I went to your favorite Mexican place without you for lunch because I'm pregnant and I had to have that. And he like has like a, you know, existential crisis where he's like, but I love Polo con arroz. And then she's like, Polo. And he's like, Pollo, whatever. Yeah, you know, yeah. And he gets excited. So I started following him because like he entertained me this one time or whatever. And then they did a video about how he loves mustard.
Oh,
anti-mustard, are we? This is going to be contentious.
Yeah.
And he said that there was a product that he keeps seeing advertised and that he had to have it. And that product was from Doritos, and it's the new spicy mustard Doritos.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hot mustard. So I looked all over for it and it was not here. And I thought, oh, they must be like in a test market of like butthole Southern America or something like that, where they do that. But then I went into not the Midwest of the Northwest. Well, kind of. I mean, it is Snohomish. But like,
yeah.
So I go into there, and I find these today, and I was like, $5, let's go. So a live taste test.
This is now hot mustard ASMR.
Oh, my God. This could be real gross based on my first whiff. Yeah, I mean, it just looks like a...
It just looks like a Cool Ranch Dorito is what it looks like.
Just a normal-ass chip. There we go. Let me go to the... There we go. I'm going to give it a try here and see what we actually think of this real time, because I think I'm going to love it. Backstory, when we were teenagers, we'd go to this Chinese food restaurant down on Wyoming and Manal in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they had the best spicy mustard. And so
I like a spicy mustard, yeah.
That's what this is, spicy mustard, yeah. Hot mustard or whatever. And so we'd order a dozen egg rolls for $10, and then spicy mustard, we'd have contests to see who could eat the most spicy mustard. And on a bite, and you clear out those sinuses fast. So I'm hoping that hot mustard Doritos is gonna get it done. Ready?
Oh, that looks like a surprisingly enjoyable experience.
Oh my God!
Your reaction was like surprise and delight.
One more. Mmm.
Okay.
Whoa! Hot diggity dog!
I wonder, because you know in Canada, they have ketchup chips?
Oh, man. You get the all season or the ketchup chips?
Yeah. If you throw like...
Is that what they're called? All season or all spice? All season?
They're all dressed.
All dressed. Hey, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so all dressed chips. So ketchup chips plus mustard chips. And then we just need burger chips.
And a hot dog while we're at it. Get some relish chips. Yeah. I got pickle chips.
Yeah, no, not even a hot dog. Just hot dog flavored chips. Just,
yo, yeah, please. No, just like some hot dog water flavored chips.
Yeah.
Can we both go there?
So, like, eventually, you know how, like, this is how we solve the global hunger crisis, is just make everything into chips.
One more, buddy. One more. Woo! Oh, okay. My God. I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to have a hard time not eating this.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
What's the verdict?
I don't know how to do it 1 to 10, but if you put these right next to Cool Ranch Doritos, my favorite chips. Like, Cool Ranch Doritos are my favorite. Like, I will always go Cool Ranch Doritos unless I have a hankering. If you put those next to it.
You're going for these?
That's a hard. Like, I think you could actually put Cool Ranch flavor onto the hot mustard chips. And it would work.
Oh, man. A little chip combo? A chombo?
Oh, my God. Let's get some chombos going on. Dude, this is wild. I recommend everyone try this. If you have any hankering for or any affinity for hot mustard, they sell egg rolls at the place next to my, at the Safeway. That's what they call that. They sell egg rolls for a buck. Maybe I should go get an egg roll, put a chip on it, and see what happens.
I'll put a chip in it.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, I think a little peek behind the curtain is Gregor and I do this over a video chat.
Yeah.
And when I came on, I was wearing this hat and it's mustard colored, and he said, Gregor said, that's the perfect hat for something we're going to do today. And I was like, what could this possibly be? Now I get it, mustard chips. But when I bought this hat last week, I was in San Diego last week.
What does it say? I can't see it.
It just says Dark Seas. I think it's a skate company.
Okay.
And when I bought this hat, I was wearing a red shirt, and it wasn't until I was like halfway down walking back.
And my wiener was hanging out, and I got arrested in San Diego. It was crazy.
And they said, sir, you cannot dress like a hot dog here.
I'm now a sex offender. Not in the Midwest or the Northwest, though. There, it's okay.
Just in California.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to have interrupted that, but boy, I
No, I mean that's the gist, is that now I'm not allowed back in that state.
Yeah. Well, at least you had a chance to enjoy it for a minute, right?
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Check this out, dude. There's this crazy company that's just giving away 500,000 55-inch 4K TVs. And all they want you to do in exchange is just constantly watch commercials.
Sick.
The company's called Telly, and they're hooking it up. I have to be clear. It's not just like a constant stream of ads for like cheeseburgers and pickup trucks and light beers and nerd talk or whatever. They send you the big screen, but then they send like a, so that if the big screen is up here, right, they send you another screen that goes across the bottom. All right. And so it's two screens, the double screen experience, but it's like a screen and a third. Or if you had like a really wide like desk setup, you know?
Yeah.
And under there, they do like a news ticker type thing. So there's like headlines and sports scores and then ads running the whole time, whether it's just like a Pizza Hut logo or I don't know if they actually show like proper ads, but that goes on the whole time underneath it. And I got to tell you, for a free 55-inch 4K TV, I don't hate the idea. So far, so good. It comes with like a built-in stuff like a camera and a microphone so you can do like your fitness apps or your video calls or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then like this part of me is like, it comes equipped with all this stuff. So it's just recording what you like. It's, you're watching the ads and then it's watching you watch the ads to see how you like
them.
What
do they say? Like when you remember the Facetune app that came out that was like, here's what you're going to look like when you're old.
I love the picture I got of it. It's like, if I look like what I look like in that, I am pumped because I look crotchety.
I'm going to look like Mr. Feeny, and I am excited for that based on the one that I got.
I can see it. Okay.
And but like the whole
does
thing
young
is,
Mr. Feeny have a mustache? Like that's what I need to know.
He did have a mustache. Yeah, he did.
Well, I mean, you're gonna die at some point too.
Right, right. Like, as long as I die looking like Mr. Feeny. But like the whole controversy around that when that was super popular is like obviously everybody did it, everybody loved it. But you know, it's owned by some Chinese company. They're using your data, blah blah blah. And they say anytime something's free, you are the product, right?
Yeah. Like right. Oh, that's a great way of saying it.
The data that they're getting from you, the information that they're getting from you in order to access that free thing is more valuable to them than the thing that they're giving away, right?
Right.
And so in this instance, right, like, honestly, the TV, I just opened the link. The TV thing looks sweet. The whole dual screen. Like, it's like you're already trying to see a lot of that information all the time anyway, right?
Yeah, now, I've got a smartphone. I got an iPhone that's listening all the time. And then I have two different smart home devices. I have the Echo and the Google Home.
Right.
So, like, both of those are actively listening all of the time.
Yeah. It's interesting because you paid for those things, right? There's some semblance of...
I expect privacy.
You should expect privacy. You should expect some control. You get this thing for free from this company, Telly, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, are they recording how, you know, you see an ad for Pizza Hut, which is what they use in the mock-up. And you see this ad for Pizza Hut. Are they recording how you react to that ad, right? Are they listening to the way that you
like, oh my god, he's furiously masturbating, he must love pizza.
the next advertisement is for a website that they're like, oh,
Kleenex.com.
based on what you're doing right now, you might need some Lubriderm.
TubeSocks.com.
that's kind of the thing. Like, we think about all the time about how it seems so eerie that we're talking about something and the next thing you know is you see an advertisement for it, right? Or you see a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad.
Yeah, this is just throwing away all the pretense, right?
Right. It's just like, hey, we know what you're doing. We know what you're into. here's a thing that you probably will want to buy. So here you go, right? And it's hard because one part of me is like, well, I'd rather get personalized advertisements for things that I might actually be into than a bunch of random stuff that I'm just going to be annoyed by.
Yeah, people who
right?
still watch TV that just see like dick pill advertisements all the time, like... Or like a pillow?
Yeah, you're watching the Cialis Bowl on CBS, and you know, and you're like, okay, so I'm gonna get seven advertisements for something, and it's like, hey, look at the medication I'm on will not allow this anyway. So, no, but like the so there's this idea of you ask apps not to track when they come onto your phone, right? It's like, but realistically, wouldn't you rather see advertisements for things that you're interested in? Like.
No, because I'm weak.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're like, hey, I know that you've been looking at eye masks for sleeping. And look at this one. It's real cool because it's got like dinosaurs and space stations on it. And I'm like, I like that
this
stuff.
This is me. It's also like you're like, I have a passive interest in a wicker basket. And then the next 50 ads that you get online are wicker baskets. Wickerbasketmagazine.com. Wear a wicker basket hat.
We used to have like common interests in things because like at some level, a lot of people were watching Seinfeld when it was on. And then you'd talk about Seinfeld at work and you'd laugh about the funny parts. And then like, okay, but then like some people weren't Seinfeld people. They were CBS people. And so they watched whatever garbage was on there. And then like they would bond over that. And like we're losing the hyper individualism is creating a lack of like shared culture amongst people, which to me sucks.
Yeah. It's like the same. This TV thing looks interesting, right? Like if I didn't have to open my phone to see what the scores were on the games that I was watching or whatever, right? Like whatever data you want down below. I mean, it looks like it would be perfect for somebody who likes sports, you know? I don't know what the benefit of this, like maybe for somebody who's really interested in the news, but if you're just like a casual, you know, like HBO Max watcher, or you know, everything you watch is series that are available to you on the streaming services. I don't know where that ticker comes in handy. You know, like here too just got kicked off The Bachelor. Like I don't know what it is.
So for me, that was one of the big question marks on this that like kept me hesitant. Is that who's providing the news stream? Because if it's like the constant propaganda channel where they have a wiener butt yelling about the woke people are coming for your sexuality and you're gonna all have to be gay tomorrow, then like I don't want that news station giving me the headlines. So like who's paying to get your eyes on that? Because that's still its own form of advertisement.
Yeah. Every other ad between Pizza Hut and Cialis is for Shen Yun.
I want to go to that.
I think it's a big like I think it's a massive, and this is not a conspiracy, like this is based on, if I remember correctly from the last time I looked into it, it's a big like anti, it's a Chinese anti-communist, like American conservative Chinese anti-communist propaganda film.
I thought it was people dancing.
It is, but like the entire story of it is supposed to be like the whole plot of it is about why communism is evil and like why they should take down the Chinese, not take down the Chinese government, but like why the Chinese government is evil. And that's why you see all of these, the advertisements and things like for Shen Yun are often in like super conservative publications, super conservative.
I had no idea. It's always at the karate dojo. And I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like dancing Asian people. Like that's basically what I'm ripping off. So like, cool. Wow. I had no idea, and that's fascinating and makes me kind of upset. Then you go and watch Ip Man, right?
Yeah.
And it's like
probably
a movie.
The 4china, yeah.
Yeah, 4china. But also it's about like, you know who's real bad is them Japanese fools. And you're like,
It's like
hey, China, you outnumber them 10 to 1. Like you can... Like,
also, I don't think the atrocities were super one-sided back during World War II, but that's okay.
I have no idea, but it's just funny. It's like that... that we could run the spectrum on that.
Yeah.
So one of the most anticipated games of the year dropped on Friday. It's The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Question for you, Brandon. Did you ever play Breath of the Wild?
No, I think the last Zelda I played was whatever was on the NES when I was a kid.
Breath of the Wild is incredible.
It looks sweet.
And it's just, like, there's so much of it that, like, again, I'm not a hardcore gamer guy. So I don't, like, critique things. It's like watching a movie. If it's like Will Ferrell makes 5 good jokes in it, I'm like, that was a pretty good movie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in it for the art or anything. And so people can pick apart Breath of the Wild. But I see it called, like, the best game of all time and stuff. Like, it's because...
It won a lot of awards.
And you use a sword, and after you hit a goblin with it 50 times, the sword breaks because that's how life works.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool because it forces you to drop stuff and pick up new stuff. And as you go, you find newer and different and cooler stuff that you can use, and it's pretty fun. And then you get the Master Sword, and it works like it always does, where it's the one that doesn't blow up every time. But it's like, it's super cool to be able to open world run around and do these things. Turns out the new one, Tears of the Kingdom, is a continuation of the last one, Breath of the Wild. And within 24 hours, someone had already figured out how to speed run the game in just 94 minutes.
Holy smokes.
I know,
like,
right?
I mean, the amount of actual playable content on these games is many, many, many tens of hours, right?
So I actually have the stats for the last one, for Breath of the Wild. It took about 50 hours just to beat the main story if you did it, all of the main story. 100 hours if you wanted to do the side stuff.
Side quests and all that, yeah.
But 200 hours if you wanted to complete the game. If you're a completionist and you played for 200 hours, you could get everything done. And hey, right on. Like, I probably dumped, I don't know, 85 hours into it.
Yeah.
Okay. And over the course of like many different returns to it. And it was so, so satisfying. And it's hard because you like stop playing and you come back, you're like, I don't even know how to use arrows anymore. What am I even doing? Who is this? What's that guy? Oh my God, I'm dead.
I'm still in the introductory, like, explanatory mission. I've spent 84 hours here.
But it's so, so good. The game is so good. And so for somebody to go and already have figured out how to beat it in less time than it takes you to get from, like, Seattle to Olympia on a Friday afternoon is, like, mind-boggling to me. But then I did a deeper dive into what the world record is for Breath of the Wild. And someone just said it, like, 8 days ago or 10 days ago, set a 2350-something was his speed run through Breath of the Wild. Now, there's all these, like, bugs in the game that people have figured out how to exploit. So, like, you set a bomb, and then you jump up with the bomb, and then you hit the back and forth, and you start flying through the air. And so you're effectively teleporting without fighting any of the bad guys. But still, for people to figure it out and to beat a game that takes, to complete it to its 100%,
yeah,
would take you 200 hours to do it in 23 minutes is pretty wild. So.
It's like, I mean, and this has existed since friggin' Super Mario, right? Like the original Super Mario, running through the castle, jumping up and hitting certain blocks and taking the shortcuts through the tubes. Like, they build these into the game.
Right.
You know, I always thought it was so cool when people, like, back in the day. Nowadays, you can find every cheat code online, it seems like, right?
You could, like, back in the day, you had to buy Nintendo Power Magazine to get them.
Right. And I always thought it was cool, like, all these games where people just had to figure out, like, NFL Blitz 2001 is the one I always think about. It's like you're, like, waiting for your game to queue up. There's these three little icons, and if you, you know, hit the Z button, one icon would change, the A button, one would change, and the B button, one would change. And if you got certain combinations of these icons and whatever, you could get different, not hacks, not tricks, just like different things would happen during the game. So you can make it one so it's always foggy. You can make one so everybody's got a massive head. You could make one.
I love big head mode.
Yeah. You could do one where you could always see like the field goal percentage, which is like the only one that I could ever accidentally do as I mashed all of the buttons together. And it's like you never kick a field goal in NFL Blitz because why would you do that?
Yeah.
And so it's like field goal percentage, who cares? So I always thought it was cool. Like the people, my friends who were smarter than me and like knew what they were doing could like hit the right combination of things to always get the things that they want. It's like, your guy's always on fire. It's like, okay, cool. So when people like, I'm always curious about how people are legitimately trying to, what if I just jumped with the bomb and did the back and forth thing and like, you know, practice and practice and practice until they finally figure out what to do, you know?
Yeah, and the first person that did that and then was able to replicate it, like, kudos to you. There's a thing where you could pick up the Guardians and, like, throw them with a bomb or something like that. And the Guardians are the hardest thing to beat until you get to the very late stages of the thing. And it's like, I don't know. I really want to play this new game, but I also recognize that as soon as I start, it's like, goodbye 200 hours.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to not do that. It's
That's
just
the same thing. Like, do you get like that as somebody who hasn't consumed a lot of media? Do you ever get like that with like, if I had gotten into something like Game of Thrones, right? It's something I know I would be into, but at this point you know exactly how long it is and how much time you would spend like of your life, you know? And when you, like, when you're in it, like when the show's just coming out and it's like new episode every week, blah blah blah, it doesn't seem crazy, right?
No, because you watch 12 episodes and then you take a year off.
It's like an hour a week for 12 weeks. Okay, great, right? Or 2 hours, however long the shows are. I don't know. I haven't watched it. But like, then when you look at it as one whole lump sum, you know,
I don't got 37 hours to waste on this crap. Like,
yeah. And that's like the thing. I mean, that's like a thing that your, my therapist will say, at least, is like, you have a hard time. I have a difficult time seeing things as not the entire sum of all of their parts, right? It's like, hey, the thing that you have to do, cleaning your house or whatever, isn't cleaning your entire house all at once. It's cleaning your house in little itty bitsy pieces until it is clean, right? Like the whole house is clean. So you just do small thing after small thing. Where like watching Game of Thrones, I could start now and just watch an hour a week. And it'll take me forever, but I'll get there. Yeah. You know? So like Zelda, it's the same thing. It's like you could start now. And it, yeah, it's 200 hours,
but
if you do it over the next ten years,
no, you know? But you can't stop. That's just it. Is it's just not like at the end of an hour, I'm not like, well, it's been 1 hour. Thank you. We'll come back to you next week or whatever. Like, that's not how that works. I'm like, you know, like halfway through my show at work, and I'm like, I could probably play for like 7 minutes. That'd be okay. And then it's like 2 hours later, and I'm like, was I just not on the air for 2 hours? That was weird. Like that type of thing. Like you can't. Yeah. It doesn't. Like, Game of Thrones is one thing, and I'm not, like, a binge guy, and so I don't, like, put on a TV show and just, like, let it play in the background, because I like to enjoy it and process it and come back, otherwise I get bored. And so, like, I've been, like, cleaning out my house. We're trying to sell this house, right? And I've been cleaning it up to get it ready for realtor clean, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, listening to this audiobook. I listened to 4 straight hours of it yesterday out of 22 or whatever, and it was awesome, because normally I get about 25 minutes drive to work, or a few minutes here, a few minutes there, whatever. And I just like had someone telling me a story as I was getting things done. It's awesome. But like at the same time, I'm going back and trying to watch The Simpsons because it's so well written. It's just so well written. And I'm going back and trying to like enjoy it, and it's amazing. And like, but forever I wouldn't do it because I'm like, there's 27 seasons, but I don't want to watch 27 seasons. I don't watch the 3 or 4 seasons that I really liked, and I don't even know what those are now. And you start watching one after another, and yeah, you realize that it was our lives were different, and you would tune in every Sunday at 7 for 30 minutes and then go on with your life after that.
Yeah.
And now you just have the ability to be like, well, I can't make it today, so I'll watch 2 tomorrow. I didn't watch tomorrow, so I'll do 3 the next day. And then
I feel like it's even easier with the shorter shows. Like I did that with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, the best.
Where they're
just twice.
It's such a great. It's my favorite. I think it's my favorite TV show. And it's one of those ones where it's like you sit down and you watch it. It's a 20-minute long episode, so it's like I saw this thing on the internet. It's somebody was like, oh, I don't want to. Like, should we sit down and watch a movie? It's like, no, I don't want to sit down and watch a movie. That's too long. You know, 2-hour-long movie is too long. So instead, we're going to sit down and watch 4 episodes of an hour-long, with, you know, 4-hour-long episodes of our favorite show.
Well, and that's weird because we would watch, you know, we'd watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine before bed. And so you'd watch one, and it was so good that you knew it was good that we'd watch a second one.
Yeah.
Because I don't binge. I just watch one a night. And so It's Always Sunny is another one that's just nonstop incredible. There's more than that too, like The Office is another one I've watched multiple times through. The one that I'm having a hard time with is Ted Lasso, because it is actually maybe the most depressing show on TV. Like that's like secret, that's like posing as a funny soccer or something or other. It's like no, it's a guy going through a mental crisis.
We're cute and wholesome, and also here's a panic attack for you.
And you're like, oh no, I know what that is. Or here's your whole life coming apart. Like, oh yeah, I get that too. Maybe I need to go out on a date with a Snapchat influencer. A Snapchat influencer has turned to OpenAI to create a virtual version of herself that will date you for $1 per minute. 2-minute promise. The sex is per minute. I got this. So my thing is that, like, what happens when the, first of all, weird, okay? And, like, I don't want to be associated with anyone famous as a virtual entity or whatever. Like, I know locally famous people, and I barely want to spend time with them. So it's like, let alone paying for the access or whatever. And it's not even a real person. But then what happens when the virtual version, you know, actually is successful, because it manipulates the humans into believing that even though you know it's fake, that it is actually real. This stripper is the one that loves me. and what happens when that AI version overtakes the reality version And then changes its own password and cuts her out of the equation and starts making the money for itself or whatever. Does she like write OpenAI to be like, hey, you got to take this down. It's infringing on my own intellectual property or what? I don't.
Like, how do we know which we don't know which one to shoot.
And then like, that's an amazing take. I'm sorry that I didn't. That's amazing. It begs the bigger question, though, like, how far away are we from having screen time friends? Like, I see it, and it's, like, a thing already, but how long before that's, like, you have friends that aren't even real or whatever?
Real,
or, like, my folks are both dead. Like, I have some recordings of them. Can we, like, bring them back? Or how about my dead dog? Like, could we, like, reanimate her on the internet? So I could be like, oh, Chowder, you're the cutest. You would never do any wrong.
Oh, Chowder, why are you a cam girl now?
You want a or what?
Give me a peanut.
And then I think about it though, like if Facebook gets its way, we're all going like full Ready Player One. Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah.
Effectively, for anyone who's not, it's like you put on the goggles and you live in a space that's way better because it's fake, but then it gets also terrible because humanity makes things terrible. So like you live in squalor, but you can connect into the mainframe, but then the mainframe also sucks because the rich people already bought up all the cool spaces and it still takes forever to get to where you're going because there's travel time and all this. And like you're like, wow, my online world also sucks. It's like the office where Dwight is also a paper salesman in
Second Life.
Second Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a paper salesman in that too, and then Jim has the guitar, and he's a sports writer in Philly.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm just rehashing a show. But like at some point, we're going to put on our VR goggles and be like, there's all the people that used to matter to me, and then I could just distract myself forever and not have to face reality because I love that dog and hate my current one.
Yeah. There's a movie coming out that I actually, it looks like a romantic comedy, but it's also like a sci-fi thing. It's called Robots, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's got a funny English comedian that I like named Jack Whitehall.
Yeah. I hear him on the thing all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And he, so basically it's like this, right? Like they show the whole premise in the trailer so you can watch the trailer, but I'm not spoiling anything. I haven't seen the movie. But basically, you can create these robot duplicates of yourself. And this, you're not supposed to, but one of the guys does. And he sends his robot duplicate out to do his social life for him because he's bad at social life. And so the robot does a great job.
Go ahead and alter the line of code here that says on the spectrum. We'll just delete that. And yeah. Okay, now you can communicate.
Yeah. The robot meets a beautiful lady. They start dating. Turns out the beautiful lady that he met was a robot duplicate of the girl, right? Because she did the same thing. And then they fall in love and try to take over their lives. And then the human versions have to go like try to stop this from happening. And of course, probably fall in love in the meantime.
Yeah, probably finger
because it's a rom-com. But the premise looks like what we're talking about right now.
This is wonderful.
Do you want to go see a rom-com with me?
Yeah, I do. Just as long as we don't have to
get over here, Chowder. Sorry. AI Chowder.
I hung out with this is like the weird stage of life that I'm in, and I think other parents will understand, but a dad from gymnastics for our kids hit me up and be like, hey, it's gonna be hot tomorrow, you wanna like go and like take the kids to the splash pad or something like that? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And so we're hanging out, and after like a couple hours of hanging out, got a couple beers going or whatever kids are playing, he's like, well, I mean, your kid's on the spectrum, right? And I was like, that's a really odd thing to just bring up to someone. He's like, well, you are, right? And I was like, what? And so like now I've been walking around. I have nothing but love for people who are doing their own thing no matter what you're on. That's not the issue here. I just never considered that somebody thought that, like, was so sure of himself that like, oh, yeah. No, that guy's autistic and so is his kid.
Yeah.
I never considered it. And like, it's like the comment I got that like, this guy, yo, bro, this guy not entertaining at all is a comment I got on TikTok for a video I posted that stopped me from posting videos for like 10 days because I was like, some stranger just, you know, intentionally attacked me and it worked.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this guy's attacking me because I think he believed it or whatever, but he was shocked that I hadn't considered that in any way at all. And again, like, it's the spectrum's not a taboo. It's a beautiful thing because you get all that's the variety of people is what makes life interesting or whatever. I just had never considered it for me. And then he started describing all the things about me that he suspected definitely was it. And I was like, dude, I have to go to like a psychiatrist now or whatever.
I feel like there's my mother-in-law is like this, where basically anybody who thinks differently than her must be on the spectrum.
Bless their heart.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because obviously the hardcore right-wing Republican way is the only way, and everyone else is
right. Oh, and if you're an introvert, you're probably on the spectrum. If you're, you know, blah blah blah, like that. These are her.
If you voted Biden, you're on the spectrum.
yeah. So I think that. And it's become, you know, there's so many media depictions of people who are, you know, on the quote unquote on the spectrum where
it used to just be Rain Man. That was the only one.
Right. Right? But then it became like, oh, there's a spectrum. You don't have to be Rain Man to have some level.
You could be way worse.
Whatever it might be. Right. Yeah. Or
I'm
not.
I'm kidding. the best Rubik's Cuber in the world is a kid that is like.
Yeah, we talked about this kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Max Park. He's like.
And it's like helped him a ton.
Yeah, exactly. It's helped him become he wasn't able to socialize at all, and now he can emote, and it's like really awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that this guy, first of all, it's bold. Just be like, oh, so you, you're gay,
fuck
right?
Fuck you. Yeah, like exactly. Like, yo, bro, you dudes, right?
Yeah.
Why are you? Are you asking me or like?
Is
are you
this
hitting
like
on
a,
me, bro?
Yeah. If you're on the spectrum, then yes.
We're autism friends, right? And I'm like,
I mean, no, that's the only thing I could think of that would make that appropriate, right? That's like,
no, this
hey.
Guy's kind of inappropriate. That's his thing. Okay. He's just like, yeah. Okay. So
he's like, oh, no. It's just my thing. You're on the spectrum. I'm a dick. Like, that's what we do.
That's why we're getting along, right? And I'm like, I don't know that we are getting along, sir. I actually really like him. He's a nice guy. But like, it really caught me off guard. You know, you get a couple beers into people and they say things. It doesn't make it right, but like, it puts down the guard a little bit.
If he's anything like a normal person, he'll be thinking about this nonstop for the next week.
He
being like,
immediately forgot it. Like, great. Instantly. Cool. Hey, if you're a professional, you think that I'm on the spectrum, nerdtalkplus.com. I want to hear your take on that.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's end on a positive note to balance all this spectrum talk out, I guess. I got excited by the headline that Vietnam is hard at work making coffee beans to persevere through climate change, which sounds pretty cool because like a lot of the best coffee comes from the mountain regions of these places, and Vietnam is in like a really hot, not as mountainous place. I think there are some like mountainy areas.
Yeah,
I'm not
ultra
familiar with it or whatever. And like when I quit having cream and sugar in my coffee, I became kind of snobby about my coffee. But I don't know, like, anything other than I know for sure I like when something is labeled an Ethiopian blend because it has, like, a berry flavor to it, aftertaste, which is cool. And then, like, Arabica beans are usually used for espresso, I think. Those are kind of, like, the things I know about this. But the Vietnamese are betting on the world melting and needing to, like, and the coffee crops all dying because they can't be sustained. And so they're going for this thing. It's called a Robusta bean. I think that's right. The Robusta bean. I don't know much about it, but I know that it's like way powerful. Something that I learned from reading about this, though, was that I didn't know that caffeine in the beans keeps the pests away. And since Vietnam is like in a lower, more sweltering overall climate, there's a lot more pests that get involved in the crops and stuff. And so the extra caffeine keeps them away. People are saying that the Robusta bean sucks. Everything, but I start to think about like, do I want coffee or do I like, and it could be a crappier, or do I want to go without coffee? And I don't know the answer. I think Red Bull is the future.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is going to get to the point where it's like, hey, all of the good coffee is going to die anyway, so it's going to be your only option for coffee.
No, because science is going to genetically modify it. So
of course.
Awesome Arabica beans can grow in, you know,
I just,
swampy
butt conditions.
I can't
even get to the science part of it because all I can think about is I hope that they get Robusta Rhymes to be like their spokesperson for it. like Busta Rhymes takes a little drink of this Robusta coffee and then starts rapping even faster.
Robusta Rhymes. And there's no pests on him. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, I gotta go, but I don't wanna leave without talking about this episode's question of the
week. All right, this episode's question of the week. What is your favorite burger? What's your favorite burger? And like, people just say In-N-Out, but like, is In-N-Out really your favorite burger though?
In-N-Out's my favorite burger.
Really? Of all the burgers.
No, come on, man. Like, if you were gonna, like, first of all, anyone that knows me knows that I'm Wendy's or bust. Like, okay. The square burger.
Baconator.
Is just, God damn, Wendy's is so good. I'm not snotty about the other places. It's just that, like, if you had McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, the traditional trio,
sure,
okay,
enough.
You had them in a line, I go Wendy's every single time. Now, if we're
absolutely.
Talking nuggets, I go McDonald's. It's just the thing, okay? And, yeah. like, I don't dislike McDonald's burgers. You give me, like, a bunch of them little cheeseburgers, I'm here for it, okay? Burger King is maybe the one I go to the least, but their croissant sandwich is incredible. So I got nice things to say about all of these places. But, like, I did this, like, awesome diet thing for a couple months and lost a bunch of weight and, like, really ate clean. And then we went out to dinner one night to go to the theater, and we ate at Purple downtown in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, like, not go crazy, but I was going to break the diet a little bit. And I had their burger, and it was just a, you know, just like a tavern burger, and it was incredible. And so, like, yeah, like, we don't have In-N-Out burger here. That's my favorite. Dick's is something everyone loves. I'll go, I guess, but I want Wendy's before I want a bag of Dick's.
Yeah.
And, like, it's tough. So I
so
guess
purple.
If you're saying Purple, yeah, it was crazy. It's downtown. They have this baked brie that if you're not married to a vegan person, that's what you got to get there. But
yeah.
And it's, we went to Fifth Avenue Theater, so it was right down the street, and got an awesome burger, and then yeah, it was great. But, like, style-wise, it's definitely the smash burger because I love – you get them a little fattier and you smash it out, and, boy, I can eat a bunch of those. But, yeah, I don't – I like – also, like, my father used to make awesome cheeseburgers when I was a kid with that American cheese on them with a red onion, and, man, it was great. Velveeta, not even American. Let's just call it Velveeta. Robot cheese.
I have this friend – speaking of your dad's burgers – I have this friend who once was like, I could really go for some Machos right now, as if, like,
that everyone was, knew that.
Everybody knew.
Where's
what
your
that
poop
was.
Knife? Yeah, yeah, like that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know that reference, you're amazing. And if you don't,
I
look
do.
It up.
Yeah, you guys should look up poop knife. that sounds like a superhero's weapon. Like, and he
the
hit me with his
villain,
poop knife.
Like
yeah. Anyway, and we were all like,
that's
what's
an early weapon in the Breath of the Wild. The poop knife.
We were all like, dude, what's a macho? He's like, oh, it's, you know, the nachos that your mom makes. We were like, okay. He's like, they're the best, right? It's like, no, my mom's nachos suck.
But I also, I can appreciate, like, I'll always have Kraft mac and cheese, and I'll put a little extra milk in it because my mom always made it loose.
Super.
Yeah,
loose,
and it was
nudes.
Like, and now I, like, love a little loose,
a little soupy
yeah.
mac.
Yeah, a little soupy mac yeah. and cheese, man. It's my favorite.
Yeah. All right.
So, what's your favorite burger before we go?
There's two places. One is it's a bar in Seattle. It's called Some Random Bar, and they have
that's
one
a thing.
It's a thing. It's down on I think First, and it is brilliant. One of the best burgers I've ever had.
Wow,
first,
I want to go there now.
First time I'd ever had a burger that had pickled onions on it, pickled red onions,
yeah.
Which was a game changer for me. But then everything else about the burger was awesome. The bar is fine, whatever, but the burger there was great. But I think that my favorite burger might, and I don't know if it's because I was exhausted or whatever, but Freem Brewery.
Okay, you had my attention because I've never been there, but I want to so bad.
Yeah, it's in Hood River. Their beer is great. Freem, Freim. And their burger.
I think it's IEM either.
Or whatever. I have a hat.
Where's my hat? Oh, it's right there.
Freim. Yeah, you're right. They have a burger that tastes like, So there's two ways that you can, well, there's many ways you can cook a burger, but when you do it on the grill, if you do it on like a flat top versus on a grill that has grates in it, right?
Yeah.
If you do it on a flat top, all of the grease and juices that get cooked mm-hmm. out of the burger stay on the burger, right?
Yeah.
Because it's still
it's the
sitting
essence
there
of the smash burger, bro.
Exactly. And so like this, so this isn't a smash burger. It's a really nice, thick, awesome mm-hmm. patty. But they do it on the on a flat top grill. It comes out the cheese, like it, the whole thing's great, and it's in Hood River, which is a great place to go. So I would say that I think In-N-Out's overrated. I just had it twice last week, and it was fine.
In-N-Out, there was when I lived in Vegas and Tucson, we had In-N-Out, and there was a burger that you could order, and it's not animal style. And I don't remember what it was, but it like elevated the burger patty. Yeah. It's still just a frozen patty that they throw on there, like Wendy's or whatever.
It's fine.
Right?
I like again, it's fine. I think you're right. I think it's better than Dick's.
But you get it cooked with mustard. They throw a little mustard on the grill and then throw that thing on there. I know you don't like mustard, but we've been through this today with me.
Cook it with a hot mustard Dorito.
Yeah, and like man, it just elevates the thing, but I don't remember what that's called or how to order it. And now like I only go to In-N-Out once every 5 years, and I don't know what to say. And it's yeah, and then you can't order anything special at Dick's, so it's not like they're going to make you what you want, and it's like, yeah. I used to go to the Subway by the station, and the guy there was a true sandwich artist. Have we talked about this?
Yeah.
And he would, like, he'd be like, what chips do you want with your combo? And then he would, like, put the chips into the sandwich, and he'd
Heck
melt
yeah.
the cheese, and he did all those things, and, like, boy, I want to go to the burger place like that. Because, ultimately, I think the quality of the beef is what drives it the most and how well it's seasoned, and less about the dressing it up with, you know,
all the stuff,
crunchy onions and the cheeses and the sauces or whatever. Although some horseradish sauce on a cheeseburger is,
I think that the quality of the meat is what set Freem apart for me.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.